Finally today, new music from an old favorite, Los Lobos, and we almost don't need to introduce them. The Grammy-winning quintet from East Los Angeles has been making music together for nearly half a century with a mix of rock, blues, folk, Tex-Mex, and other classic Latin sounds. But one thing the band has not done is a holiday album, until this year.
Llegó Navidad.
That is the title track from their new album called Llegó Navidad, which means Christmas is here, and it is a classic Los Lobos operation, a lovingly curated collection of songs from across North, Central, and South America with, of course, an original song that makes you want to cry. Joining us here in studio to talk about the new album are band members Luis Perez Jr. and Steve Berlin. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to see you.
I can't believe you never made a Christmas album before. I mean, you made children's albums, which I have to tell you, my kids wore out. First of all, why not before now, and why now?
Yeah, there's been Christmases for the past 45 years we've been together, so I don't really have an answer for that. This one just kind of fell in our lap. You know, we had talked to a few people, and we said, yeah, that would be agreeable, and then suddenly it happened, and suddenly we were recording a Christmas record in July.
Okay.
In Los Angeles. Very festive.
Okay, let me play a song. One song from the album. This is called Donde Está Santa Claus, and here it is.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will leave. Mamacita.
So this song dates back to 1958, and I understand that when the decision came to put this album together that you kind of called upon some friends to help you kind of survey the landscape of things that you might want to do, and there were like more than 100 things to choose from. How did you finally narrow it down?
The way that happened was Rhino Records came to us with the idea, would you like to do it? And we said, yeah, definitely, and this was May. And they said, well, fantastic, you know, here we go, let's do it. Oh, by the way, if you can finish by July 15th, we'll get it out this year. And that was, you know, for us, that's a pretty short time. So effectively speaking, we had 6 weeks to do it, beginning to end, finished, delivered, and everything else. So first thing we did was we reached out to a couple collector friends, people who we knew would have a resource that we could tap to at least get the ball rolling.
So one of those is a name well known to our audience, Gustavo Arellano, who's a longtime, you know, contributor, writer, you know, a scholar of Latin American food and super fun guy. And he I didn't know you were friends too.
Yeah,
I thought he was my friend. I didn't know he was your friend. I was his best friend. Anyway, so they had a group of things that they kind of surveyed
yes,
the landscape.
It was him and a fellow named Pablo Iglesias, who runs a record label called Peace and Rhythm. And between the two of them, we had close to 150 songs. So the process basically was we just knocked out the ones that we knew we couldn't touch, which would be either too complex or too silly. And, you know, the list got narrower and narrower. And finally, we got to, you know, probably like 15 or 20 that were.
Yeah.
And of those, those were not necessarily the ones we did specifically. That gave us a framework, more like a door opening to, you know, like ideas. And then we sort of ran with it.
And there's an original Los Lobos song that you wrote. And let's play a little bit. It's called Christmas and You.
Darling, I'm thinking of.
So on the one hand, it's another one makes you want to cry. On the other hand, you know, longing is a big part of Christmas music, isn't it? If you think about it, I mean, White Christmas is like one of the most famous songs of all Christmas songs of all time, and really it is about sort of longing.
But, yeah, it's always a situation where somebody's away from their loved ones at Christmas. That was the idea.
And you all are away from your families a lot. I mean, the fact is you've been touring for nonstop for a while. I do find myself wondering, like, how you do it. Like, how do you keep it up all these years? How do you not, like, kill each other? How do you, and it's also just being away from home. That is your, the road is your home now. How do you manage
that? That's the hardest part. You know, playing, traveling, I mean, that's kind of fun sometimes. But, you know, missing your family, that's not a fun part.
Louis?
Yeah, we made a decision to become rock stars as adults. And we already had families and, it's part of the what we do. It's starting to hurt a little bit, you know, because we're not kids anymore, and there's not rock and roll for seniors. So we have to do just as hard as the young kids.
Trying to break new ground in that field.
Keith Richards, Mick Jagger,
He's got us beat by a couple of years. Mm.
So before we let you go, can I ask you to reflect on your longevity for a minute? I mean, Louis, you were joking a minute saying that there's no rock and roll for seniors, but a lot of us grew up with your music, you know, and it's a cliche, I apologize, but that whole it's a soundtrack to your life kind of thing is true for
is
a lot of people.
True.
I just couldn't think of any better way to say it. Sorry. But what are your thoughts now about, I mean, you're still going strong, but you are in this next chapter of your lives. Do you think about slowing down? Do you think about
every morning?
Really?
Yeah. No, not really.
Every day, trying to get out of bed. It's an adventure trying to get out of a chair. I'm proud of what I did. I'm glad we've been able to leave some kind of breadcrumbs that people can lead back to what was all this about, and maybe learn something from it. Hmm.
Well, but that sounds sort of elegiacal. I mean, you're not done. You're not done. I'm just,
right.
I'm not, that's not my question, right? Because you're clearly not done. I mean, this is a beautiful new album. It makes its own statement. I certainly learned a lot about just from your choices about sort of the musical styles. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, what is this next chapter for, if you think about it? Because, you know, when you're young, you're just trying to make it. And then when you've made it, you're trying to maintain it. And now, what is this next chapter about, do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because we don't, we never have this attitude, well, you know, we already got the gig, we're cool. No, there's still a lot of work involved, and there's still a lot of things to do, still a lot of connections to make. But there is some element or of kind of reflection and about, like, you know, what do you do with the time left, you know, because there's a lot more there's a lot more Christmases behind us in front of us, right? So you think about the quality of what you want to do forward, and I think a lot of it has to do with you know, giving back, which we always have, but I think we could step it up a little bit, especially in today's climate.
Mm-hmm. Steve, what about you? Thoughts?
You know, it's funny, we're so non-self-reflective as a band, like, this is what we do, and we like it on some level. At some level, it's, you know, it has its issues, but we just motor on. And I guess to a certain extent, that answers, or it's a one answer to your earlier question, like, you know, what's it about? It's like, well, it's about doing good work for a long time and trying to maintain a standard.
Everybody, it's Christmas time.
We've been speaking with Steve Berlin and Louis Perez Jr., two of the five members of Los Lobos. Their latest album, their first Christmas album, Llegó Navidad, is out now. Steve, Louis, thank you so much for talking to us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad.
Gracias.